I continue here with last month's comments on 1 Corinthians 13, often simply called the love chapter. We're told that love takes no pleasure in evil doing. That includes not taking delight in doing wrong, but also taking pleasure in hearing about the failings of others. It's a curious fact of human nature that one seems to rather hear about the bad than the good. Someone cynically said, perhaps it has a grain of truth in it, that a newspaper full of good news would never sell. Christian love prefers the absence of malice, which takes pleasure in the ill report so commonly bandied about without a care for the hurt it causes. The statement that love rejoices with the truth may sound very obvious for the Christian, but it's perhaps a more demanding statement than it may at first appear. We may not actively reveal the kind of truth which reveals the mistakes of others, but there is an un-Christ-likeness when we're not that disappointed if the mistakes about others happen to dribble out. For the Christian, it is something we must guard against. Love can endure anything. It waits hopefully, and when disappointed, holds to that hope. Four times in verse 7, Paul uses the word all. Love has the power to do everything that cannot be done without it. With it, disillusionment or bitterness are no match for it. What a difference in churches there could be if people who are carrying life's burdens through the circumstances have come their way are loved back into the fellowship, and it's done without the condescension which is all too often meted out to those who haven't measured up to our standards. Paul makes it clear in the first three verses that no gifts are enough if love is absent. It's quite a thought, isn't it, that the most gifted amongst us cannot accomplish all we could if love is added to our gifts. Those who have known the sadness of rejection might well be impressed by the evidence of an accomplished person's ability, but when only their giftedness is on show, the one thing they need more than any other is love. We often hear church members say they don't have any gifts and they are in awe of those who can do things. How they need to accept that someone coming into their church or an existing member wants the ministry of the gift of God's love in those who welcome them in. There is, of course, a place for the lovely gifts of God. To name but one, music has a way of lifting one's spirit. But, like all other gifts, it is limited in its effect, whereas love is unlimited and accomplishes what all other gifts combined cannot achieve. To be like Jesus is love first, whatever other gifts may be added. Paul stresses three final things about love. He says love will still be there when everything else that man glories has passed away. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7, are the words, "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it." Accepting the eternal quality of love reassures a person of God's promise of eternity. Paul also stresses the completeness of love. We may know a lot about things in the Christian way of life, but there'll come a day when, at the end of a life expressing and sharing love, all things will be revealed. Great though faith is, love is greater. Faith without love is cold, and hope without love is so empty. Love enables all other gifts to be used to reveal Jesus. Love is not only the greatest need for the Corinthians, it is our greatest need. So much of this we may have heard many times, but reading the words again, perhaps we can realise just what our place of worship can be If all we do is expressed in the love which Paul says is indispensable, if we are intent on revealing Jesus, there need not be a single person who attends a church who leaves after the service, yes, having been blessed by the music, yet not having felt loved. I remember a lady who had passed through a very difficult divorce, and heartbroken, she continued to attend her place of worship. She said she found she couldn't sing the words, "Jesus, thou art everything to me," because she wasn't feeling the love of God in those around her. People sympathised with her, but she wanted to be loved, to see in the congregation Jesus reaching out to her. But as we know, people are so busy, so involved with their own families, their employment takes their time. How we need to understand that the love of God in us enables us to meet the needs in ways we cannot. Dear friends, that kind of love is not something like an extension of sympathy. It is a gift from the Holy Spirit. It is the gift which would enable us to meet the needs of the lady I mentioned above in a way we could not otherwise. It is the gift that empowers our words, enables us to reveal that even the lost human love cannot compare with the fullness of God's love. There are so many in our churches who are in need of receiving that kind of love, love that can miraculously meet needs which cannot be met in any other way, that through that love in us, which God gives to us through the Holy Spirit. I wonder if someone in your place of worship is coming to mind as I share these words. And perhaps you wonder what you can possibly do in the circumstances. In human terms, you recognise your limitations. The wonderful news is, once you receive the kind of love God gives you through his Holy Spirit, you can meet the needs of people in a way you could not otherwise do. I have met some people who are obviously caring people and would be fairly described as having a heart of gold. But God's love, which is given to us, enables us to go further, so much further than sharing our human care. Every Christian in every church needs that gift, because there are people in every church who cannot be reached by human care alone. Just now, there are those desperately needing the kind of love which human love is not meeting. However well-meaning our intentions are, only the love of God will suffice. Dear friend, will you recognise the needs which can be met only by God's love in you? And will you receive it as the Holy Spirit's gift to you? As we hear these few words of a prayer written by Pavel Chesnikov, "Let your Holy Spirit come upon us. Hallelujah." May the love of God fill you so that you may minister in the power of that love. In Jesus' precious name, I pray this for you. Amen.